Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 13th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Murder on the Beach. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I will be bringing you English to wake up your language learning skills. Murder on the Beach. Beginners. As you can see, I'm back from my trip to Lake Roosevelt. We were there from Wednesday until Friday, and the time flew. It took a lot of preparation to get there. Typically, I overpacked some things and underpacked other things. For example, I took enough food to feed an army, but I forgot to pack toys or colouring pens for the kids, which are essential for the evening when we have all returned from the beach. When we arrived, I opened the trunk door and saw that my children had thrown in fishing poles and nets, which I would have forgotten, and which happened to be very useful. The journey took about 3 hours. We travelled through countryside that is unusual for me, huge flat wheat lands that seem to go on forever. Then we passed through a massive, dry, rocky gorge. It was the type of place you imagine dinosaurs to be roaming around in. Finally, the countryside changed to a more hilly and green area. The trees were all pine as we approached the lake. It was beautiful, in a very western, rugged way. After we unpacked everything, we went to the beach. The children ran and splashed, built sandcastles, and dug for pebbles and anything interesting. It was towards the end of the first day that one of my boys pointed to an unusual collection of objects piled in a shady area of the beach. Bones. Advanced. Bones? What bones? I mean, what or who did they belong to? There weren't enough of them to reconstruct a complete skeleton, so my kids and I had to deduce whose they were and what had happened. First of all, they were not human, thank goodness, so we weren't playing on a crime scene. Secondly, one of the bones had a certain kind of fur attached to it. Conclusion? It must have been a baby deer, a foal. The poor little thing could have died in a number of ways. The area of Lake Roosevelt is quite wild, really. There are not only lots of deer, but also moose, and the occasional predators like coyotes. Also, the winters are very snowy, cold, and long. Unless deer come down to the human residences and eat up the garden plants, their food sources can become quite limited. One of the neighbour ladies who was on the beach told me that it is difficult for young deer to survive the winter. Thankfully, there are so many of them that future generations continue to thrive. But there is obviously a toll every year. My kids were fascinated with all of this, so they decided to bring the bones home. Oh, great. Something else that's yucky in the house. Mind you, it could have been worse. The lady also told me that she was going for a walk one morning and a moose walked right past her. Now, those bones would have been far too big for the car. Well, that's all for today. I hope this was useful for you in your pursuit of English. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or check me out through iTunes. Tune in again Wednesday and Friday. I'll be bringing you more about Lake Roosevelt. Please feel free to drop me a line at acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.